Good morning. It is 7:42 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our every other month update from the Montgomery County Action Council. We have Melissa Johnson joining us in studio. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Hey, fantastic. And I know Montgomery County Action Council making a little headlines here this morning in the news, so we've got some exciting stuff to talk about. But I know you always like to go over some of those objectives here for the Action Council.
Yeah, absolutely. So our primary objectives are to help create and retain jobs, because that helps to support the community in so many ways. When you've got those jobs available, then that gives individuals the opportunity to make a living, call this home, and have a great life here in Southeast Kansas. We also want to make sure that we're helping to do our work on expanding the tax base by getting more of those jobs into the community, bringing in additional employers and workforce. That kind of helps to spread those taxes across the base. Promoting economic diversity. We do that through our partnership with the Small Business Development Center, or SBDC. And then, of course, enhancing the quality of life for all citizens. And that really goes back to advocating for legislation that's going to help support growth in the community. And one of the things that we're really excited about right now is we just received notification from the Lieutenant Governor's office that the Caney Industrial Park North has been officially certified. So now it is a shovel-ready certified site. And basically what that means is we've got 55 acres over there that has been deemed ready for development. So we've checked off all of the boxes to make sure that everything's ready to go. And that really does help us to recruit and attract more businesses to the community. And with that site now being certified, I'm pleased to report that Montgomery County now has 7 certified sites in the county, which is more than any other county in the state of Kansas.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, very exciting.
Something to be proud of. Now, for those familiar with Caney, kind of where is this located?
Sure. This is going to be just north of town at the intersection of 166 and 75. So it's on that northeast corner, 55 acres right there on the highway, great intersection, and, you know, close to not only every one of the communities here in Montgomery County, but, you know, about a 1-hour drive to the airport, which is really attractive when you're trying to bring in, you know, big businesses to the community.
Yeah, perfect spot, great intersection, high visibility, and easy to get in and out of.
That's right. So, absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, that is really good news, and we'll look forward to seeing what happens here in the future.
There you go.
So, of course, I know I always like to talk about as well some benefits of the membership in the Montgomery County Action Council, and I know you guys are always adding in some benefits here too.
Sure. Well, we couldn't do what we do without the support of our business members and the municipalities throughout the county. But some of the things that we do to support those existing businesses is to help them, you know, providing them with educational content. So we like to host or co-host workshops throughout the year to bring information to the public. So just as an example, a couple of weeks ago, we partnered with the Chamber of Commerce and Independence and SBDC to host an Economic Outlook Conference, if you will. It was our State of the Workforce Lunch and Learn. We had our partners from Kansas Works come in and talk about some of the services that they provide to help those employers fill their needs. And we try to do that throughout the year to make sure we have that content available to our business members. And then, of course, helping them with their recruitment needs, like the talent attraction program that we have available. With our talent attraction program, what we can do for MAC business members is help them to sweeten the pot when they're trying to recruit new employees to the community. So if you're an existing business here in Montgomery County and you're recruiting someone in that's going to be a new employee and a new resident of the county, if you're willing to provide them with some sort of sign-on bonus or relocation bonus, we can come in and match that up to $1,000 per employee. And if the business is interested in learning more about that or becoming a member, they can reach out to me, director@actioncouncil.com, and I'd be happy to fill them in more about all of the benefits of membership.
Oh, that is fantastic. We're speaking with Melissa Johnson from the Montgomery County Action Council, and I know that you got a lot of good available information up at your website, too, for folks wanting to learn about becoming a member.
Yes, you can go to actioncouncil.com. That's our website, and then click on membership, and it'll give you some additional information about benefits of membership, the various tier levels that we have available, and you've got an online application that you can fill out right there on the website.
Fantastic. Well, as we take a look here, getting into the mid-May timeframe, and I know you've got some upcoming events you'd like to tell us about.
Yeah, there's always something going on in Montgomery County, that's for sure. So, you know, this weekend we're preparing for Caney's Mayfest, and actually, call to action for volunteers out there. The Betterment Group has reached out. They're going to be putting flags at the Sunnyside Cemetery tomorrow at 5 p.m. So if you or your family members want to give back, you can meet at the Sunnyside Cemetery at 5 p.m. They want to put out, I think, over 900 flags and poppies. So we can use all of the help that we can get. That'll be 5 o'clock tomorrow. And then if you're not available tomorrow, next Wednesday, the 27th, they'll ask for volunteers at 5 o'clock to come out and help remove those flags. So we're going to go out there and help out with that and then enjoy the 4th and Life concert series on Friday. It should be a great weekend.
Oh, it should be. And so always a great time, wonderful way to kick off unofficial summer here for Mayfest. And then I understand you've got an event that's coming up at the end of the month.
Yeah, so, you know, the young professionals, or as they call themselves, the fun professionals of Montgomery County, are hosting a pickleball gathering. It's going to be on Sunday, the 31st at 6 p.m., and they're going to do that at the Independence Tennis Courts. So this is the second time they've gotten together for just a fun pickleball, you know, activity. So if you're into pickleball, or even if you're not, if you want to come out and see what it's all about, 6 p.m. on Sunday, the 31st of May.
Fantastic. Well, and I know we've got some more events coming up as June is really not going to be too far away.
It'll be here before we know it, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So at the beginning of June, we're going to be hosting the Coffeyville Chamber's Business Over Breakfast, and that's going to be on Wednesday, the 3rd of June. And if you want to learn a little bit more about Montgomery County Action Council, some of those initiatives that we have going on, or learn more about our partnership with the Small Business Development Center, we'd encourage you to come out, support the chamber, join us for breakfast. We'll have some door prizes available, so it should be a lot of fun.
And then we got a very big event coming up at the end of June.
Yes. So our familiarization tour for site selectors. We're working with Team Kansas, which is a partnership of economic developers from across the state. And this year we are hosting a Southeast Kansas familiarization tour. We call that a FAM tour. So we're bringing over 20 site selectors from across the country to Southeast Kansas. We're going to have a stop here in Montgomery County, but basically it's a great opportunity for us to, you know, brag a little bit about those 7 certified sites that we have, our business-friendly environment that we have, and let them know why Montgomery County is a great place to choose to live, work, and play.
Well, that's going to be great. I know you and your staff have been working very hard on that, but just a good opportunity to put our best foot forward here.
You bet. You bet.
And then, of course, the annual meeting coming up here as we get into July, right?
Yes. I mean, we're just rolling along. It'll be 2027 before you know it. But on Thursday, July 16th, we will be hosting the MAC annual meeting. That's going to take place at the Coffeyville Country Club, and we would like to thank our sponsor, Acme Foundry, for sponsoring that event. We get things started at 5:30 with our social time, and then the business meeting and award ceremony will start at 6.
Fantastic. And then here as just kind of a save the date for September, I know we got the Taste of Montgomery County coming up.
That's right. So, you know, we hosted this event for the first time last year in Cherryvale. We're going to be back at the same location on September the 17th out at the Lakeside Cedar Lodge in Cherryvale. And we're looking for sponsors for the event. We want to make sure that we have quite a few restaurants and caterers available to hand out those samples. And then, of course, we already have our live entertainment booked. Tracy and the Time Travelers will be joining us for that live entertainment. And if you're interested in learning more about sponsoring that that event, or if you are a restaurant or a caterer and you want to learn how you can participate, go ahead and reach out to our office. Libby can help you with that. Her email is info@actioncouncil.com, and you can also find information about that under our calendar on the events page on our website.
Fantastic. Well, a lot of great resources. If someone heard something today and they would like to learn a little bit more about it, or maybe they have some questions for you, how can we get a hold of you, Melissa?
Probably best to call my cell phone. I'm rarely in the office. Normally, I'm somewhere out in the community. My cell phone is 620-205-7690, or they can shoot me an email, director@actioncouncil.com.
Okay, Melissa, well, we appreciate everything you're doing, and we're looking forward to chatting again here in a couple months, if not sooner, when we see you out and about.
Sounds great.
All right, that is Melissa Johnson from the Montgomery County Action Council, and of course, we have more coming up here in just a few minutes. 58 degrees. We'll talk with Lisa Wilson next.